Good morning, and welcome to the Central Puerto conference call following the results announcement for the first quarter ending in March 31st, 2018. All participants will be in listen-only mode. Should you need assistance, please signal a conference specialist by pressing the star key followed by zero. After today's presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Please note that this event is being recorded. If you do not have a copy of the press release, please refer to the investor support section on the company's corporate website at www.centralpuerto.com. A replay of today's conference may be accessed while accessing the web in the investor support section of the Central Puerto corporate website. Before we begin, please note that certain statements made by the company during this conference call are forward-looking statements, and we refer you to the forward-looking statements section of our earnings release and recent filings with the SEC. Central Puerto assumes no obligation to update forward-looking statements except as required under applicable security laws. In addition, all financial figures were prepared in accordance with the IFRS and are staged in Argentinian pesos, unless otherwise noted. On the call today, we from Central Puerto is Jorge Rauber, Chief Executive Officer, and Fernando Bonet, Chief Financial Officer. And now I will turn the call over to Jorge Rauber. Mr. Rauber, you may begin.
Okay, thank you and welcome everyone. We are joining you this morning with our executive team from Buenos Aires, Argentina, to report on our first quarter 2018 and to answer any questions. Following an outstanding power capacity expansion in 2017, where more than 500 megawatts were awarded to Central Puerto in cogeneration units and in renewable projects, we entered 2018 with encouraging news from an operation and financial perspective. Our solid balance sheet and increased liquidity set the ground for continuous capacity expansion during this year. Let's talk about our thermal projects first. Last year, we announced more than 420 new megawatt awarded in cogeneration units with Luján de Cuyo and San Lorenzo thermal plants. In the first quarter, this project had been made significant progress with electromechanical and civil works already contracted. In the case of San Lorenzo plant, the steam turbine and the heat recovery steam generator have been already acquired. I am pleased to confirm that both projects are on time and within budget. Regarding the last hike in the exchange rate, we expect that our thermal project will also benefit from this devaluation since part of the capex for the construction of these new plants are denominated in Argentine pesos, which may result in a lower capex measured in US dollars. We also reaffirm our attractive growth profile when we announced in March the approval of commercial operation of Vuelta al Obligado combined cycle with an installed capacity of 978 megawatt. Vuelta al Obligado is the third plant of the FONIMEMEM consortium that totals 2,554 megawatts and is operated by Central Puerto. As the largest private holder of these assets, we are well positioned for potential strategic opportunities considering that, firstly, Central Puerto and its partners will receive the asset property right after 10 years of commercial operation, and secondly, that the government has been allowed to sell its pro rata equity interest as well. The approval of commercial operation of Vuelta Obligado triggered beneficial effects for the company in the long and short terms. Looking forward, this event entitles Central Puerto to collect receivables for a total amount of $545 million in monthly installment during the next 10 years starting in May 2018. This collection will have a direct impact in cash flows from operation of approximately $55 and $90 million during 2018 and 2019, respectively. Additional to the $20 million that will be collected from the San Martin and Belgrano plants. And in the immediate term, it generated the accrual of dollar-denominated interest related to previous period that, together with exchange rate effects, resulted in a one-time gain of almost 400 million booked in this quarter. Fernando will give you shortly further detail on the figures and excellent results of the quarter, but before, I would like to give you a brief overview of the operational progress of our renewal projects and on the opportunities coming next in the renewal sector. During the first quarter, we have achieved a high degree of progress in the construction of La Castellana and Achiras 1 wind farms, and we expect these two new farms to be operational in June and July this year. These projects, awarded under rounds 1 and 1.5 of renewal program, with an installed capacity of 147 megawatts at prices of $61.59 per megawatt hour, are expected to generate a combined annual adjusted EBITDA of between $32 and $37 million. In addition, we continue delivering on capacity growth during the first and second quarter. We have recently added the possibility to sell 137 megawatts of new power capacity directly to large users. Under the renewable term market bidding process, our renewable subsidiary, CP Renovables, was granted access to the grid for 16 megawatts in La Castellana 1 wind project, 79 megawatts in Achiras 2, the wind project, and 42 megawatts in the Genoveva 2 wind project. We believe Central Puerto continuing performance has set us ahead and has reaffirmed our position as market leader in terms of capacity generation. We will continue showing the ability of the company to consistently increase installed capacity, satisfying the growing demand with our assets and quickly adapt to the new rules of the changing environment. And now I will turn over to Fernando, who will comment on the financial highlights of the quarter.
Thank you, Jorge. Results achieved during the quarter proved the resiliency of our business model in a context of a devaluation of local currency based on the benefits of the dollar-denominated tariff adopted in the sector last year. Also, it's important to mention that before the last hike in the dollar value, Central Puerto had a long position in U.S. dollars and a short position in Argentine pesos, preventing us to suffer any financial restriction. As Jorge explained before, the approval of commercial operation of Vuelta Obligado generated a one-time gain of almost $400 million and an increase the adjusted EBITDA level to approximately $490 million. This operational gain was generated by the recognition of the accrued interest in past periods and the impact of the exchange rate difference on those amounts over the funny receivables accrued between 2008 and 2012. So from now on, for comparative purposes, we'll refer to adjusted EBITDA, removing this non-current effect. The adjusted EBITDA, excluding Vuelta Obligado gain, was of around $90 million, which compared to that of the first quarter of 2017, shows a significant increase of more than 200%. The increase was mainly generated by a 30% increase in the revenues, total approximately $90 million. The rise in the revenue showed the full impact of the tariff increase established in November last year, and an increase of almost 18 points in the gross profit margin, mainly driven by the exchange rate effect in the production costs that were mostly denominated in local currency. And finally, it's worth to mention that these results were achieved despite a temporary decrease in the production of 10%, explained by the scheduled maintenance of our combined cycle plant that starts mid-March and lasted until early May. In order to have a more precise estimation of our operational cash flow generated during the period, we generally add FONI collections to that adjusted EBITDA. In the first quarter, the FONI collections together with the adjusted EBITDA, excluding Vuelta Obligado gain, totaled $93 million, showing a 63% increase when compared the same period of the previous year. All these positive results have impacted our cash position, net financial debt, that as of the end of March, totaled approximately $33 million. During the first quarter, our financial position was strengthened by a significant increase in cash and equivalent and current financial assets that reached approximately $181 million after receiving dividends from Distribuidora and Inversora Gas del Centro for $14 million and the price payment from YPF of $31.5 million related to the successful transfer of La Plata plant. On the debt side, financial debt was almost non-existent for Central Puerto as an individual entity, while CP Renovables, which holds the renewables projects, received from the IFC and IAC the first disbursement of $80 million directly related to the construction of La Castellana wind farm. Consolidated total debt, approximately $147 million in the renewable companies. During the second quarter, we are still increasing our liquidity since the company received dividends from TGM and Inversora Gas Cuyana for $17.4 million. And on the renewable front, we also received $51 million from IFC and IAC to finance the construction of Achira wind farm. Under the project finance structure for the construction of Achiras and La Castellana wind farm, we already received almost all the funds from the financing. Since the part of the contract is denominated in pesos, we expect that the recent hike in US dollar may benefit us and result in a reduction of the capex measure in US dollars, leaving more cash available at the project completion, which will strengthen our financial position. Our company is starting in 2018 with increasing installed capacity, with high value added projects, negotiating with world class multilateral partners at competitive terms, and with a solid balance sheet ready to fund new growth opportunities. Our effective capital and balance sheet management set the growth for a promising year ahead. Thank you, and now we invite any question for our team and some additional insights.
We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star then one on your touch-tone phone. If you're using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. To withdraw your question, please press star then two. At this time, we will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. And the first question comes from Frank McGann from Bank of America Merrill Lynch. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. Two questions, if I might, not related to the quarter per se, but of the environment right now. I was just wondering if you're seeing M&A opportunities that might enable you to buy additional assets or operations. And secondly, in terms of moving towards term contracts with industry and with others, any update on what your expectations are for when that might be allowed?
Okay, I thank Frank for your question. I will answer that. I mean, there's two parts to be answered. The first one is that the market, the situation in the market will give us additional opportunity in order to acquisition. I mean, we are, the first objective we have is the acquisition of the asset that has been the government has been allowed to sell. In fact, last Friday they have publicly presented a kind of preliminary bidding document in order to get insights from the market. So that would be our first objective. For sure, I mean, the situation will perhaps prevent some investor from taking risk in this market, but I see this as a very good opportunity in the sense that we are operating this market and perhaps the situation will allow us to have less competition. In the sense that some players could, I mean, decide to leave the country because of the situation, we don't see any movement so far, but for sure we are prepared to analyze and willing to enter in discussion if the opportunity arises. Regarding the change in regulation, we see that the government has a kind of delay the decisions related to this change. The first objective will be to give, again, the generators the opportunity to buy their own fuel, which was part of what we explained to the market, I guess, in the last call. I mean, the first objective for them is to give the opportunity to buy fuel directly from, I mean, each generator from the market. That has the advantage to allow us to enter in the long-term contracts, which are not allowed in this moment. But mainly regarding fuel purchase, not so much in terms of long-term contract with the customers. For the customers, they are, as long as we know, they are working in several alternatives because the main problem is how to allow, how to create rules to allow the distributors to pass through the tariff for the customers. That will be perhaps the last step they are going to take toward the regulatory change, starting with fuel for sure, and perhaps the next step will be the long-term market for electricity contracts.
Okay, thank you very much.
And once again, if you have a question, please press star, then one. And the next question comes from Florencia Torres from TPLC. Please go ahead.
Hi, hello. Congratulations for the results. I would like to ask you if you can give me a guidance regarding CAPEX plan for upcoming year, especially for this and until 2020.
Okay, regarding the thermal projects we already have under construction, the two cogeneration projects, we have a CAPEX estimated of, a total CAPEX estimated of, for the Luján de Cuyo, $92 million, and for the Terminal 6, is $300 million. We already expend for the first one, for the Luján de Cuyo, we already expend $46 million, and we are, and for Terminal 6, we already expend $41 million. So we expect an additional CAPEX for these two projects. Of the rest of the amount, we spend more or less in total $300 million more of CAPEX during 2018 and almost 2019 and a little part of 2020. So this is the remaining CAPEX for the thermal projects that we already have under construction. In the case of the renewables one, we have almost finished the first two ones. So this is almost already, all the CAPEX is already spent and with the proper financing. We have an additional project of Renovar, which is La Genoveva. This is, we are signed this PPA in June this year, and we expect to finish the project in 2020 on May. So for this project, we expect a total CAPEX of $105 million. And this, as we have been doing in the renewable and renewable side, we expect the project finance, so we expect to expend 30% as an equity and 70% as a debt. So this is add additional $30 million on CAPEX on the equity side. This
okay,
is our...
Perfect.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry. So for 2018, some part of the $300 million from thermal project and a small part regarding Genoveva will be invested in this year.
Yes, correct. So we expect for this year more or less of $120 million in total.
Okay. Perfect. So this is, will be the average until 2020 and then started to decline.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. So clear.
This is for the project we have already granted. Also, if we have new projects,
yes.
We expect
yes,
new projects.
Not including if... potential auctions.
Yes, correct.
Perfect. Thank you. So clear.
And once again, if you have a question, please press star, then one. Seeing that there are no further questions, this concludes our question and answer session. I would like to turn the conference back to Mr. Raubert for any closing remarks.
Well, thank you to everyone for your interest in Centralporto and your continued support for our company. We encourage you to please call us at any time for any information. Thank you and have a good day.
The conference is now concluded. Thank you for attending today's presentation. You may now disconnect.